Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Super Bowl.
We were talking about octopuses.
Yeah. Do you know what an octopus is in Super Bowl betting?
No.
Or in football betting?
I do not know what the octopus is.
I didn't either until I saw that someone has placed a bet for no octopus in the Super Bowl. It is a minus 3,335 bet. So
it would obviously involve some 8 things, right?
No.
Close.
You would think.
What? How is it an octopus if there's not 8?
So they play
the number 8 is significant.
They placed a $51,000 bet to win $1,500. That's how unlikely it is that this occurs.
Okay.
So they bet on no.
Yeah.
This will not occur.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to win not a lot of money.
An octopus is when a player scores a touchdown and the subsequent 2-point conversion.
Oh,
you
that
score
makes
8
sense.
Points, one okay. player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the last time it's the only time it's ever happened in a Super Bowl was Jalen Hurts 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Which is why they're offering that bet.
Makes sense.
But most people are saying no.
So your best bet on that would be, right, Jalen Hurts scores a touchdown, maybe a penalty. Move it to the 1, and then you tush-push it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tush-push it from the 2, but that seems a bit much.
Yeah. So that's the octopus.
Huh. That's a fun little bet.
The prop... So according to Caesars, they have the largest prop betting sheet in the history of the sport this year. There are thousands, and it doesn't even say how many bets are on there.
Yeah.
It's thousands.
Anything you want to bet, right?
Upon thousands of sports bets for the Super Bowl. Now, they have done a throwback to, 1986. Do you know the first prop bet? Do you know the Super Bowl...
the first prop bet in the Super Bowl history?
The play, well, it wasn't a prop bet before this play, but it's the play that sparked the prop betting fever that we see now.
No, I do not.
Ooh. It was, do you know?
I'm trying to think what it would be.
It was 1986, if that helps.
Are we going refrigerator? That's Perry exactly, scoring the touchdown?
Exactly right.
Because I do know that Walter Payton did not score a touchdown in the game, and that was always a big rub that they let Perry run one in and not Peyton.
In 1986, a groundbreaking prop asked whether a defensive player would score an offensive touchdown inspired by William the Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah. By the way, Mike Ditka to this day claims that that was a huge mistake on his part.
Why?
Because Peyton didn't get to score, and that always rubbed Peyton the wrong way, and Ditka was just, it was just an oversight on his part. They were all scoring. He said he didn't realize that Peyton hadn't scored yet. and they were just kind of doing bits at that point and really should have allowed Walter, who, you know, I mean, come on. Walter Payton was that offense.
Would we even have the prop betting market if he didn't get it to Fridge?
Yeah.
Although it wasn't just that game that Fridge was a thing.
Yeah, that was a season long, which is why they did it.
But history was made when that bet came through, marking the beginning of a prop betting phenomenon. Because the Bears won that game 46-10.
That's kind of a fun little anecdote. I mean, the moment you gave me the year, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Well, this is Super Bowl licks. You know that, right?
Super Bowl licks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. L-I-X.
L-I-X.
So 50, what?
59.
Yeah.
What?
No, 69, 59.
Mm. What's a 59?
I'm going to throw a flag on that.
I can't tell you what the 59 is. I'll have to tell you off the air when you guys are doing your hot prop bets.
Betting odds set at plus 2,200 for a defensive player scoring an offensive touchdown.
I mean,
So again, not a pick six.
Not a pick six.
It's an offensive touchdown. I don't even know how that would...
Which team has a player that you would use?
Yeah, who would do
like
that?
Sometimes the guys will bring in a defensive lineman as a fullback, or someone will bring
Jalen
in an extra tight end,
or something,
but that's
like
usually
that.
An old lineman that comes in and does it. I don't know any defensive player from either side that plays on that does that, but they do that sometimes in the league.
I don't think that's a very good bet.
Vrabel, I think, had a Super Bowl touchdown, if
he
I'm
did?
Not mistaken. Yeah.
What'd they do? Hand him the ball?
No, he would play tight end.
Yeah, they'd line him up as an eligible receiver.
Yeah, he'd come in and play tight end, or he'd play H-back, and he got a couple touchdowns in his career, and I do believe he caught one in the Super Bowl, I think against the Carolina Panthers.
What a stud.
Yes. But yeah, he has caught a Super Bowl touchdown pass. This is like the commissioners being dead. I'm like 98% sure that he did.
I've got broadcast prop bets, if you'd like.
Okay.
A lot of Tom Brady, because he'll be on the call. A lot of Tom Brady props.
There's probably a Tay-Tay one in there, too, right?
By the way, Vrabel, two.
Wow.
Super Bowl touchdown, 2004, 2005. Yeah, Goodell made it a big point saying that Brady talks to him all the time about making sure that he's not blurring lines between ownership and being a broadcaster, which is just still the most ridiculous thing since Doug Gottlieb is a head coach. But Goodell spent a lot of time addressing it when he had his little PR session down there at the Super Bowl.
We do have the over-under on number of times Tom Brady's voice will crack during the game.
Does his voice crack?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that as much as other people. Half the time I tune broadcasters out. Like I just don't think he does much for me anyways.
2.5.
All right. I don't pay enough attention to know if that is a good bet or a bad bet.
Will Tom Brady be fired by Fox before March 1, 2025?
I'm assuming that's tilted. No, it sounds like Fox has come out and said that they're fine with him.
Yeah, yes is plus 5,000. They won't even let you bet now.
No, and again, why would the commissioner spend that much time, you know, letting us all know how great Tom Brady is at communicating?
What will be said first by Tom Brady or Kevin Burkhardt, GOAT or let's go?
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What?
Let's go minus 200.
Let's
GOAT.
Go.
Plus 150.
Huh. Yeah, well, Tom likes saying let's go.
He says let's go, but Burkhardt
will say I'm with the GOAT.
We'll say I'm with the GOAT. So you don't know who's going
to... Yeah, I'm lost in this. I'm not paying enough attention to Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt. I do. It does bother me that I think that's the worst broadcast team we have, and they're doing the Super Bowl.
Will they show Tom Brady's Super Bowl highlights during the broadcast? Yes is minus 200.
That's 100%.
No question. That's
guaranteed.
That to me is a good bet.
What's the line on that?
Minus 200.
Oh, you should hammer that, right?
Yeah. Steep
odd.
Especially because it's his first one as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
There's just no way they don't show a highlight of Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Well, Tom, tell us what it's like. You've done it a handful of times.
Will they show Tom Brady playing the Eagles in the Super Bowl? Yes is minus 150. That might even be a better bet.
Yeah, I could see that.
We've got the primary color of Tom Brady's tie.
Blue, please.
Really?
Oh, you're going blue?
Navy.
Plus 175. Blue is the favorite.
If you're Tom Brady's friend, and I know that they'll limit how much you can bet on this, but if you're one of Brady's friends, don't you call him and be like, hey, dude.
I think you do.
Just give me a little.
I heard a cool story the other day from Jeff Schwartz, and he said that when Jared Lorenzen, the hefty lefty, RIP, was a backup quarterback for the Giants and they won the Super Bowl, he peeped the Gatorade color closest to the coach on the sideline and tipped off his buddies.
That's kind of fun.
They all got in purple Gatorade wagers and made a kibble.
Yeah. I wonder if you could do that. I wonder if you could just, like, on the broadcast, if they ever show it. I wonder if you, like, if you had super Snoop, like, you were just paying attention. Because, yeah, you'll see people with the Gatorade cups and all that, or people drinking out of them. If you could just kind of pay attention to that.
Do you think if you were sitting behind the bench, you'd figure it out?
Yeah, I think so. Or just, and again, it'd be easy to just contact. Like, if you knew anyone that worked in any capacity on a sideline with a team or an NFL crew or a broadcast, you probably could figure that out.
Here's a great bet. What will Jason Kelce do first? Take off his shirt or shotgun a beer?
Shotgun the beer.
They're even odds, -120.
Really?
Both.
Yeah. No, shotgun
might not have cans in the suite, so you can't shotgun. If it was chug a beer, I might go with that.
Oh, yeah.
They're also
what if it's
in
a cup?
They're also indoors.
Yeah.
And I think the shirt thing is a lot of times when it's cold.
When it's cold. I don't think he...
I'd go shotgun beer. I'm with you on that.
But that is interesting. Buck brings up a point. If there's, does it count chugging a beer? Is that shotgunning a beer?
It says shotgun or chug.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think chugging the beer is the way to go on
this. I think so too.
Yeah. Because I could see them showing him on the big screen and him getting all riled up and going for one.
And there is hot prop betting talk to wet your whistle for the super big game on Sunday. Which I think is here on the fan, is it not?
I would assume so.
The sheet of what we have programming is strategically on the opposite side of the studio from my purview, so I have
to check.
Let's
just go ahead and say that it is, because if it's
we
not...
We should have it.
It will. Well, you know what? I'm making a bold statement
if
right now.
If we don't, email Jeff.
I've got one for you too, Rob. This, have you seen this one? The who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first in their speech?
God.
God or Jesus is minus 150.
Gotta go there.
Teammates plus 105. Mm-hmm. Their city plus 1,600, their coach plus 2,200, the owner plus 3,500. Family or friends plus 2,500.
When in doubt, you go with Lord and Savior.
See,
well, if it's Mahomes,
teammates.
If it's Mahomes, it'll be Jesus.
What if he thinks Trump?
Isn't he a Jesus guy?
I think he's a Jesus guy. He's a Trump guy, too.
I mean, he's won it before. We should go back and check the tape.
What if he thanks Donald Trump?
That's what I'm saying. Shout out to the Trumper.
Yeah, that's good.
Orange God.
You should check the tape on that. I think if it's Barkley, I don't. No, if he may say teammates.
Well, and
because offensive
would he
line.
Say organize like what would organization? Because like the Eagles rescuing him from New York, kind
everyone
of
everyone
like,
thanks God first. You gotta thank.
I mean,
the
that's
Lord.
Why it's the well,
that's
it's why the it's odds the on favorite.
It's
but
the odds
I kind of think teammates might be a, I think you gotta a know sneaky who, play there.
You gotta go off of who you think's gonna win MVP.
Yeah.
During the break, I'll check Patrick Mahomes' first two Super Bowl MVPs.
I do feel like he mentions Jesus.
That's the case.
I feel like he does, but I may be wrong.
Do
I may be wrong about that. And that is hot prop betting talk to wet your whistle for Super Bowl Sunday. Guess who returns on Saturday? That is next on The Fan.